$1 million in commission every year? Do you want to know some habits, some tricks, and some tools to set yourself apart from all of the other agents in your industry so that you are consistently making more money than you've ever dreamed of? Regardless of where you are in the world, this is the podcast for you. Hey, hey, Million Dollar Agents, it's Sandra again. Welcome to episode 8 of my podcast, Million Dollar Agent. Today we're going to talk about the importance of building a moat around your database. Now, what does this actually mean? Building a moat means you create loyalty from your clients so that it makes it very difficult for your competitors to get to those clients. Now, in commercial real estate, there's clients and there's customers, and they're two different things. The clients are typically the vendors, landlords, and developers that own the asset, and a customer is somebody who's looking for an asset. So it could be the buyer or it could be the tenant. So when we're talking about building a moat around our database, we are talking about building a moat around the client. So this is the person that owns the property, the landlord, the developer, whoever is actually the decision maker in the process. Now, as commercial real estate agents, we work for the vendor. Buyer's agents work for the buyer. We work for the seller or the landlord if you're leasing. So this is really important. Listen to this tip. To be a super successful commercial agent, you need to control the asset. So the best way to do that is to have a rock solid relationship with the vendor. And this is why. They are going to give you first crack at selling or leasing the property if you are their go-to agent. They are also going to give you exclusive agency, which means that no one else can get touch it. Once you've got that signed up, you are protected. You've got the luxury of not having to worry about the competition. They're out of the moat. So this is why it's really crucial that you make time to build these relationships with your vendor and get that moat around your client database. Now, building a moat around your database or around your business is not a new concept. I'm not making this up. In fact, Warren Buffett used to work out which companies he was going to invest in based on how well he perceived their moats around their business to be. So he was looking for companies that had very little competition and were almost a monopoly in their field. So when you're dealing with commercial owners, they're sophisticated people, they're sophisticated business people, and they will be doing a similar thing. They will be looking for an agent that has very little competition because they're better than the other ones. They're wanting somebody that they can rely on and trust, and they're wanting somebody that they consider is a monopoly in that field. So that's why you need to do certain things to make yourself that person so that you can have that relationship with this client and that you are their go-to. So how do we do this? Okay, there's a lot of things you can do to be a total standout in your industry as a commercial agent. The first one, and probably the most important one, is to be an expert in the market every single day. So you want to be up to date and current with market information. Now, depending on which area you're specializing in, if you're in industrial, it's very easy to check. Industrial property, everybody talks in square meterage rates. So that's for sales and for leasing. So you want to be on top of what's happening in your territory in terms of its square meterage rate for sales that have happened recently, leases that have happened recently, and they're happening all the time. So it's quite easy to track this. Also, just a little tip, local papers publish the leasing and sales rates every Friday. So what I do is I check the Friday paper and I write down addresses and work out the square meterage rate so that if one of my clients calls me, I can say, man, did you see that sale in the paper today? Oh my goodness, they got $4,000 a square meter for that unit in Yatla. And I haven't seen that before, but that's fantastic. Prices are on the rise. Or whatever's happening, you can be up to date. So it's really important that you are the go-to in terms of what's happening in the marketplace. And that's really the most important thing in terms of the clients want to be able to call you. And if they're looking for some feedback as to, you know, how things are traveling, that you know your stuff. Be on top of it. It is your homework. It is crucial that you are keeping up to date with this stuff. If you're in leasing and you're doing retail leasing, it's the same thing. You're working out the square meterage rate that each space has been rented for. And then, you know, if you're dealing with franchisors, you can say, well, this is what's happening in the marketplace. Did you know this? It's a good way to break the ice as well. If you're making cold calls as such and you need to have a chat to somebody, if you know your stuff in the market, they want to talk to you because you're actually providing a service. You're going above and beyond. And that's really the key. The key is going above and beyond the competition so that you're a standout. So how else can we do this? Well, you've got to do the extraordinary things the other agents won't do. And there's a few ways you can do this. Now, one of the things I do is when I have a client that needs an appraisal, I don't charge them for an appraisal. Most agents will charge them, but I kind of speculate to accumulate because if a client's getting an appraisal done, that means something's happening with that property. They're either thinking about selling it or they're thinking about leasing it. And there's an opportunity coming up around the corner. It's also a really great way to build a good relationship with your client because they know they can come to you for an appraisal and you aren't going to charge them. So every time they ring you, they feel like you're providing an extra service. If they need an appraisal, or if they just want to find out what the market conditions are, they know they're not going to get an invoice in the mail like they will from some other agents, like from your competition. And that's what you want to set yourself apart. You want to be the person that they can rely on so that they can call you for information and it's not, you know, you don't have an agenda as such. You want to be the person that's at front of mind when they're thinking commercial real estate. And also you want to be someone they can call whenever they want. So what's the most important thing here? Answer the phone. That's how you build relationships with people. If they know that, you know, they might be sitting with their funder or their accountant and they want to talk to you about something and they ring you and you pick it up, you've got them saved with a star next to their name because they are a VIP to you. You want to make sure that they can rely on you. And if they've got you at your fingertips and you answer the phone, if you haven't listened to episode 4 of my podcast, answer the phone. Now, this is really a critical component to being a superstar agent. And I go through this in episode 4 about this is the biggest mistake agents make. And really, it just comes back to this. Being a good agent, being a superstar agent is about being a reliable agent. And when you're answering the phone, your clients, you can train them really, really early on that you are their go-to. So I know that my clients, if they need something from me and it's to do with commercial property, they're going to call me first because they know I'm going to pick it up. They don't have to leave a message and wait for my call back. This is really, really critical to making a solid moat around your client database. You want to be their go-to and no one else. So how else do you build a moat around your database? You need to be touching base with your key clients in the moat at least once a week, and you need to be catching up with them at least once a month and having a cup of coffee, sitting down, looking at the color of their eyes and building the relationship, because that's what this is all about. This is about building relationships. It's about building your brand as the go-to for as a commercial real estate agent, and it's about being reliable. So that's really the key thing. The only way you're going to actually build a solid relationship is to get in front of this client and make sure that they know you're there for them. And even if you've got nothing to talk about, you just want to have a catch-up, make sure you're up to date with your market knowledge and then you've got something to talk about. Talk about their family. Don't always talk about just work. You want to get to know them. Some of my clients are now really close friends of mine. And the funny thing is, whenever they do property transactions, who are they giving their properties to? Me, off market or on market exclusively. And it's not because we were friends first. They were my clients first. And this tends to happen because commercial people love talking about commercial property. And you talk to them a lot. And I often speak to the same people more than once a day because we're involved in a project or because, you know, we're bouncing things off each other because we're very interested in this market. So it's a fabulous market to work in. Look at it. How lucky are we? We get to play in a market that it doesn't matter what the actual economy is doing. So there's not many markets like that. It doesn't matter, and we still can have massive opportunity in this market. So you've got to look after your clients. It's really simple. So how else can we do this? There's lots of little things you can do, and the little things matter. Now, some tricks I have, I'll let you in on a little secret. When I go to a meeting at a project manager or developer's office, I'll often take a cheesecake with me and I'll drop it at reception and give it to the secretary or receptionist, and they can dish it up for morning tea or afternoon tea or whatever suits, and I leave it up to them. This means next time I go to the office, they know my name, they know who I am, and the trick with this is when you're dealing with the receptionist at the office, they are the gatekeeper. So if you need to get to somebody or you've got to make a phone call to somebody and they know who you are and they like you because you're doing a nice gesture, like dropping off a cheesecake, it's amazing how far you will get. The other thing I do is if I've got a client that's either sold or settled a property, I'll buy them a gift. Now, this is a bit residential, but you know what? Why not? I'll also, if I have a developer that's finished a project, I'll send them a congratulations note or a card to say, well done, an excellent project. And I'll also drop off a bottle of scotch, or if they're a golf fanatic, I might buy them gift vouchers to the local golf shop so that they can go and buy a new costume or whatever they need. Now, the other thing I do is I use a company called Send Handwritten. And if you've ever seen my handwriting, you'll know why this started. However, if you want to get somebody into your moat, or you've got somebody in there and you're just trying to reinforce that they're, you know, you are the go-to, you are the standout, you are different from the other agents, these guys send beautifully handwritten cards that go in a birthday style envelope with a wax seal on the back. Now, if they haven't heard of you, or they've heard of you, or either or, they're going to open this thing because it's stunning and they're personalizing the message inside. They work with you to come up with a concept in terms of who you're trying to target and what the message you're trying to get across. So a really fabulous idea to make yourself stand apart, because when it comes down to it, this is about branding yourself as a commercial agent, so you stand apart, so you are the go-to, so you are a monopoly in your field. And there's no better way to build a moat around your client database than being the standout. So I'll put some website details in the show notes below for the Send Handwritten guys, and have a look. Really great service, very unique. And, you know, in today's marketplace, people want that personal touch, and they want you to be unique, and they want you to be different. The days of spamming out a property to every single person in your database, those days are coming to an end, and I'll tell you why. People are generally bombarded with marketing and advertising on a daily basis, and it's getting lost on society. People just don't want that service anymore. When you're looking at a property to buy, if it's in a list of 5 other properties for sale, you know every single person on the planet has seen the same email. If you have an email from an agent you think that has handpicked that property for you and sent you an email, you are way more likely to pay attention to that. So the collecting every single person in the database and spamming the hell out of them with a list of your property stock, you know, there is a place for that, but the hit rate, the conversion rate on that is getting smaller and smaller. People want the personable service. A lot of people are trying to buy property off market now because for that very reason. So we're deviating off track just a wee bit, but let's recap on today's podcast. So we're about building the moat around our clients. Our clients are our vendors, our landowners, our developers, our landlords. These people are the people we need to look after as commercial agents. So you want to make sure you are looking after them. Make sure you're reliable. Make sure you're answering the phone. Make sure you're going above and beyond and providing the extraordinary service that the other agents aren't providing. Little things matter. Cheesecakes, gifts, little notes to say, congratulations, well done. Handwritten notes by someone else who has beautiful handwriting. Get people's attention. Stand apart. Brand yourself as the agent that's different from all of the other agents. You want to make yourself a monopoly. You want to be the go-to person for the person in your moat. So then the competition just cannot get to them. Your clients are coming to you every single time. I know If any of my clients or anybody that knows me has a commercial real estate requirement, they are going to call me first. And I've made sure that's happened. I've built my brand so that I am a total stand apart compared to the other agents. And it's really easy because they're all doing the same thing. So don't do that. You want to be unique. You want to be yourself. You want to be authentic. And you want to definitely take the time to get to know your clients and build that relationship with them. Get in front of them, speak to them once a week, have a cup of coffee once a month, but get in front of them. That is really crucial. And that's the only way you're truly going to build a solid relationship with these clients. So that's a wrap for episode 8. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you can join me for episode 9. If you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at sandra@milliondollaragent.info. Visit my website, milliondollaragent.live. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. Keep selling hard, build that moat around your clients, and smash that glass ceiling.